program you what to do through the chip. They're gonna. You what to do through the chip. They're gonna take over your consciousness with the chip. You're written out of the lamb's book eyes with a chip.
If you don't stand the way they stand, they think you know nothing.
I don't care. There are no other voices, no other people. It's only you.
Gonna be payback. It ain't gonna be done to the last man. Kill to the last man.
Overhead,
All right, here we go. The end of you, buddy. Nobody needs weapons anymore, just bare hands. Now, there you go. All right. Okay. greetings in the name of the Most High. Yes. You know, I read something about vengeance. It was very kind of a heavy-duty line. Trish, sound, yeah. And, you know, it had something to do, I'm going to have to paraphrase. It was like the taste for vengeance or the quest for vengeance is it's a never-ending cycle. You know, it just consumes more and more and more energy. And never is completed, never exhausted. So people engage in it would never really be free. That's why in the Bible, where there is wisdom, which most people cannot comprehend, but we understand that, don't we? Ouch! And it says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Well, the reason for that is because if vengeance is mine, saith Zeph, it will never end, and I will never be free. And the Lord, you know, chose me to be, not just with him, but to made me to be free. That my free will choice aligns with the Most High God automatically. And if I were to then say, okay, I'm going to break off here and engage in vengeance, then, of course, I would be a fallen creature. I'd be no better than the people perpetrating the mass murder right now. I have to correct the record. I need to expand on something regarding my own experience with this COVID thing. You know, the Omicron reporting was a deception, in my view. I know a lot of people kind of had something like a three-day cold and seemed to have gotten over it. But for me, COVID's been this kind of long-term thing. And that particular Omicron deal that we all got, I mean, we all got sick with it. It had like immediate symptoms that kind of went away after a couple of days. But then it seems to have some kind of tail on it where it comes back. You know, and then in the case of friends, I've seen it's come back with a vengeance or maybe open them up to being susceptible to COVID too, something like that. And it's particularly hard in places where they spray. You know, I've been known to spray in Texas and, you know, red states where they spray the and they release the viruses on people because of the political. They don't want, you know, just like, for example, they have, oh, four or five different batches of COVID vaccine. One is a placebo, obviously saline solution, which we've already known about. The other one would be the mutagenic treatment. In other words, a gene therapy, which we know about. But then there's others that are strong, like a kill shot, which we've seen plenty of evidence of, but it's never really been that consistent to where you could just make a law out of it. And then I think there's another one. Well, there are other variations, you know, but there is no standardized vaccine. So to the red states, they send the kill shot. So when you look at the stats on the red states, you see that the amount of people that have died from COVID that have been vaccinated is twice as high as the people in, say, blue states who have been vaccinated. And so that's where the research kind of went, and now all the scientists have jumped on this. They now see this. They're now talking about it. So I thought we would just mention it here, that they did use COVID as a political weapon, and the vaccines, sending the kill shots onto the red states. So you should be aware of that. And, you know, that's just something that's a very unfortunate, that these people are just there to mass murder you. But already they've gone beyond Hitler. They've gone beyond Stalin. They've gone beyond Mao. All three combined, they've gone beyond. You understand? So what that means is that, you see, they've gone beyond those numbers, right? So now these guys have credit for tremendous human sacrifice. And when you have credit for tremendous human sacrifice, as all the deaths are basically murders, and it's all on them, it's all on the deep state and the, you know, New World Order, whatever you want to call them, you know, the Satanists who have decided to kill the world in exchange for their own immortality. Good, you know, and or loser or asshole, whatever. And basically, so they've got that as a feather in their cap, that they've already killed more than the big dictators. We used to say, oh, there's Hitler got his millions. Well, these guys have hundreds of millions, you know. They will soon have billions. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it. And we can pray, you know, but we still die. And the dying has been going on in record numbers, despite all the prayers we have on our show and everyone else praying. The numbers have, you know, maybe what we should be thankful for is that the numbers aren't higher than they are. Because the numbers are higher than they ever have been in history. So when we started praying, the numbers were lower. And as we continued praying, the numbers went higher. Not to say anything against prayer, but just to show how God's will is working with this thing, that you know, God has, in some way, you know, it is his ultimate plan that these people be killed. You know, that there be a population reduction, that there be, you know, there's not the first time God has allowed destruction of people upon the earth for their wickedness. So now I realize, you know, that we've been right about this whole thing, that it's the wickedness upon the earth that brings the mass death. And it's not going to stop just because you want to go pray, or you want to straighten up your sin life before God, or whatever it is you want to do. You know, the debt has to be paid now, and the debt's already run up. And so these people are allowed to be the executioners in a judgment of the Almighty God, that, you know, the people of earth have, you know, obviously devolved into the big offense to God is that people are doing whatever that they damn well please without any regard for the Lord. That's what it was in the days of Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, on the days of Nineveh, even though they repented there, the days of Israel before the Babylonian captivity, and on and on. You know, there's been also rewards, you know, Jericho and prophets of Baal. You know, there's been these rewards from time to time as well. You know, David and the Philistines and so forth and so on, that have been substantial battles with substantial beings, and where, you know, millions, of course, could die in all those conflicts, but God had chosen a different outcome. So, you know, I think we need to rearrange the way we think about this. And again, and not even impugn that much meaning onto God. Like, God is doing this because you people are wicked. That's a, you know what, I'd throw that out. I would put it more like, I don't see God as being that humanly personal. A lot of people do. But I just see it as being, when you're aligned in karma of doing good things for people and doing good things for the earth and being grateful for the chance you have, trying to leave it a better place than the way you found it, good things are going to happen to you. And good things are going to happen to those people that have that attitude and are leading lives like that. So what I think we're basically paying for now is, you know, what the traditional fault, which, you know, in the days of Noah would be decadence, but it's the beginning of the genetic alteration, which is an abomination to God. I mean, any manipulation or change of the human genome permanently, which is what these vaccines represent and will do, by the way, and, you know, and the rest of it would be seen as an abomination. And obviously that would be, God would rather, according to the past, would rather eliminate humanity in great numbers to prevent that sort of thing from happening and taking hold as a new, quote, civilization, to make sure that there will not be a civilization of hybrids running around trying to run things, you know, right? There would be that smackdown. And the thing that triggers it faster than anything is not really behavior of humans, i.e. getting drunk, chasing around sex and all that. That doesn't seem to be the thing that is so egregious. The thing that's egregious is the manipulation of the genome. And the rest of the reasons people have for hating God is most of the time just, you know, shows their intellectual capacity, and, you know, once you see that, you got to back off, you realize that person's never going to have a mind, you know, they're never going to be able to think things through. So hopefully they'll find somebody they can follow that will help them, you know, a pastor or something that will help them see the light. But it's kind of amazing, though, isn't it, that all this stuff has come out right now? You know, the murder rates. They don't want to say murder rates; they should say the death rates. But they're attributable to the vaccine. So if that's the case, you're looking at, I mean, how many do you think are also vaccinated that get reported as unvaccinated that die? Which brings me around to the subject of Meatloaf. Now, Meatloaf was a portly guy, even with the, you know, a lot of the fat off of him. He still is a portly guy. And I don't know much about him other than then I like him, you know. I mean, I just basically have a liking for him. And he was 74 years old. And apparently he had made statements in the press that he was anti-vax. So naturally, the beautiful people of Hollywood, the wonderful, lovely people of the international intelligentsia and the international left, and so lovely and graciously decided to mock him after he died. Which they always do because of how gracious and lovely and beautiful these people really are. You know, it almost surprises me that when celebrities show their faces and have smashed, you know, punched in the nose, it amazes me that, you know, they walk around and people are like in awe rather than, you know, realizing that they've been sold all this propaganda because of these lightweights parading around, you know, and who were made by the media. Who have a superiority complex, and everywhere they go, they're looking down at people going, oh, such scum here, I must find where the beautiful people are. Yeah, not dirty myself with these low-life punks and dirty white supremacists. Yes. Yeah, so I could have told you that, but back when we were kids, you know, we knew a lot of child stars and stuff, and there's nothing new. They had that attitude even back then. Like, they acted like they're 40 years old, going around, like, judging everybody, you know, just putting everyone down with their eyes, you know what I mean? So as kids, you learn, if you're around celebrity kids, you learn, and then you meet their parents, who are even worse. And you know what I mean? And you get the lay of the land. You get it early, you know, as to what happens when people are put in a special class and coddled. You know, they're not going to be very nice to Joe Sixpack, even though Joe Sixpack consumes lots of their movies and records and whatever they make, because he's told to. So Joe Sixpack and Susie Cream Cheese have to pretty much get over their programming. There is no Americana right now. Right now, it's the survival of the human race. Versus death and destruction. Anyway, back to Meatloaf. So Meatloaf, so I just had a chance to scan a few articles here before the show here today. And Meatloaf, it's unclear whether he had a vaccination or not, because he wouldn't exactly answer. He said, no, he's against it. He's against the lockdowns. And then he got it. Now, I've known people that have gotten it that didn't think it was a big deal. They're unvaccinated. And then it really turned into kind of quite a sickness. Myself, I had to hit mine with the usual suspects, azithromycin, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you know, budesonide, and oleander 4X, homeopathic, and, steroid, right, to prevent myself from, to break up that viral part of the infection, that first part that, you know, seeks to get in your lungs and cause a cytokine storm, which I don't want. I've already been through that, though. I've been through all those kind of flus. And, yes, there are unvaccinated people that can catch the COVID, but the main amount that have it, and the main amount in the hospitals, the majority are vaccinated. And anyone will tell you that, except for the mainstream news, which says the opposite. So you got all these celebrities going around like Howard the idiot asshole Stern, pointing his finger and saying, oh, if you're unvaccinated, they should bar you from the hospital, you should die in the street. Because you've hurt us all you've kept COVID going by not getting vaccinated. The most ignorant mind control statement of all time is the one Howard Stern is living by. The idea that if you're unvaccinated, you're actually keeping the virus around. False. If you've been through COVID and you beat it and you're unvaccinated, you have beautiful antibodies, which basically say that you're clear. And that's it. And there should be no more impunity. There should be no more of impugning someone for being unvaccinated if they've beat it and they're in the clear and they have the antibodies. That's it. Period. It's over. But he won't let it go. And I know why. It's political. He basically hates, he hates anything that might be called conservative, although conservative and liberal now changing again, you may have noticed. Yeah. A lot of the liberals are becoming conservatives, in a sense. The far left is becoming distinguished as like the communist far, radicals. And then patriot conservatives are being considered, patriots, but they're not treated, they're kind of antithetical. There's antipathy between the liberals that are becoming more conservative and then the patriots who are conservatives. They're not quite aligned because the liberals are taught to hate America. If you read the books and you go through the educational system, you'll see that that's the way that is. So the whole point is to never have anybody agreeing, so we can't ever come together to survive. These are the cruelest, if you can see it the way I see it. You would be saying to people, these, Here are their pictures. Here are their addresses. Many, most don't have children, but those that do, they go to these schools. This is where they go for lunch. This is where they go for dinner. Here's where they vacation together, out of the, you know, in the Caribbean or out in the Mediterranean or in the Seychelles or out in the Maldives. Here they are, here. Since there's such a small number of assholes, and if they were gone, there would be no more problem with the world. Fix it. And, of course, just like everywhere else, Nazi Germany, Venezuela, anything, you know, Cuba, whatever, Soviet Union. Nobody is going to take care of it to survive. Nobody's going to lay a finger on them. No one's going to arrest them for any reason. No one is going to do anything to survive, meaning making a logical move against lawbreakers for laws they've broken, i.e. including murder, including all kinds of statutes and, you know, the things they've been doing with this military scientific dictatorship and forced jabs, it's all illegal. And now they're even saying they're going to implement in France, you can't eat at a, you know, you can't do anything without this vax passport, which has, again, been proven to be false and proven to hurt life, especially children. But so you've got a little asshole there named Macron. It just has to be arrested and removed from society because he's a criminal and then put on trial for the things that he's done. That's all you have to do. You know, same thing with Fauci, the same thing with Biden, the same thing with Biden's son, and the amount of money he's gotten through deals through the U.S. and China. The people that are all traitors with China who've given them state secrets, they just need to be adjudicated, is all. Don't let it get to this point where they commit mass genocide on us. Why me? What did I do to them? Oh, you see, because you didn't stand up before. Because you didn't take care of it when you had the chance. Now it's going to come back and it's going to kill you. I've just been, you know, I could not stress the urgency of adjudication. I mean, some people are getting around to it. They're very reluctant. But like Rand Paul is starting to talk about it, Newt Gingrich. These are people that are acceptable to the public. I'm not. I'm an outcast. An outcast because I'm a good person. An outcast because I don't stand with the New World Order. An outcast because I don't believe in forcing people to be slaves. An outcast because I believe we should make it a better world by bringing God back into the realm, not a theocracy, but into principles such as prayer and ethics and things like that as we had before. An outcast because I stand against the harming of children because of what I had witnessed about child trafficking and pornography and abuse, outright abuse and murder when I was a child. So I thought that was wrong. So I said, hey, we got to stop that. And it's like, nope, you know, you're going to be incarcerated for that. Okay, so because when all of those voices are, in other words, when you take people and sideline them, who otherwise may have a voice about all that stuff we ought to look at, you're preventing justice from being done. You're attacking those who should be listened to. And you're putting people in positions of power who should be denied. And when you do that, you put society on a fast course to collapse, to total anarchy, to total murder and violence. So you shouldn't do that. So you should listen to the ones. I mean, if there are pure hearts among us, they should be listened to. meaning yes is yes, no is no. Law, law means this. The law is either broken or lived up to. You know what I mean? Right is right, wrong is wrong. You know, a pure heart. Now we say pure blood. A pure blood is a pure heart. But a mixed blood will lie. Oh, you haven't thought that far ahead, have you? A mixed blood will lie. A mixed blood will lie. But a pure blood won't. We'll tell you the truth. A mixed blood will tell you lies. A mixed blood will uphold the party line of Mao and Hitler. But a pure blood will tell you the truth. We've got to band together to survive and help each other. That's a pure blood. A mixed blood will say, listen to the science, listen to Fauci. These people are, you know, we're better off vaccinated, and every other lie that comes down the pike. And they will lie, and they know those are lies. And they will say it anyway because they believe that any day they're going to get their hit series on Netflix or their big book contract, their big cushy job there with a corner office. With that night, you know, that nice view over the park where you could even see the swans swimming around, huh? Oh. Every collapse, we see the same thing. Every millennia, we see the same exact thing. So, God, you must have wanted it to be this way. Because every time you get the same result. So, who's going to change here? Man? Somehow I don't think so. Or you? Well, you never thought I'd get to that point, did you? No, I don't have blind obedience. If there's something wrong with my understanding about what God's doing, let's have it out right now. Let's have it out right now, publicly. I'm not one of these people that just has blind faith in whatever, in anything. Besides, there's no such thing as blind faith. That term is an oxymoron. But nobody dares question. They just accept. The bottom line is, with every millennium that's coming gone, what has happened to man? You want me to wait? Man has destroyed himself. His civilizations over millennia and even millions of years have collapsed. If you believe the archaeology record, there's civilizations much older than 5,000 years or whatever. But they've all, one thing in common, they have all collapsed. And how? They all ended violently. With every man for himself. How did they end? Every man running through every other man with his sword. Every man for himself. That's the way they ended all the civilizations leading up to this one, which is now in the death throes of the end. The last thing we should probably see before this thing's all over is people running through each other in the streets. Well, they're not running through each other. They're shooting each other. So we have that. We have the vaccines killing people. We have the millions dying now. More than Adolf Hitler, more than Mao, and more than Lenin. More than Stalin. More than Pol Pot. So more than all the big dictators. So now are you ready to finally say, yes, this is true. And this is worse than any other time in history. And this has gotten worse since we've been praying. That's the thing that always gets me. We're praying for things to get better, but they haven't. Now, shouldn't we pull back and ask each other? Brother, what's going on with our prayers? Are we not living right? Are we not putting God first? Is there something we're doing wrong that God would answer prayer in almost everything but this? Are we here to say that God wants these people dead? Does God want millions of people dead? How about billions? How about everyone? I know that's what you're thinking. You're thinking, when you're alone with your thoughts, that what I just said, you're thinking in your mind, aren't you? You dare not say it. Who are you going to talk to? Right? I don't have anyone to talk to. I just call them up and go, by the way, I think they're killing all of us and God's okay with it. Who would I tell that to? I understand, Brother Z. I'm here to give you some words of comfort. God wouldn't do that. Oh, he wouldn't? God's for life. But what about all the people? Oh, ignore all that. Don't worry. God's got this. Click. God's got this? God's got this? Maybe you haven't seen the numbers of the people dying yet. You haven't really processed it. Yeah, Hitler had his way. That's about 3,000 a day. Try 30,000 a day. Yeah, try 10 times more than what he had. You start to arrive at the actual number. But does it bother you that when you pray, God doesn't answer you? Or worse, God says no. These people are going to die, and you're going to die too. Maybe next month. With a new strain I got ready, I got to load it up. I got one strain after another as far as the eye can see. Coming right for you, baby. Right for you. Even though you've been vaccinated a million times, you've had 25 boosters. It's coming right for you, right between the eyes. You like that? Well, why don't you take off your baseball cap and put on a thinking cap and start trying to figure out why things are the way they are? Some people say this is just the time in civilizations where they collapse. And then God allows them to collapse because he doesn't want the abomination of genetic engineering. Fair? Is that fair for me to say that? So he would give power unto the Klaus Schwabs of the world, finally, so they could do their thing and do their, because they're like the executioners, right? Klaus Schwab is our executioner. He's there to execute people. And, the world cheers. Yay! Now offer me your neck. Ah, thank you. Make sure we don't lose any of those precious organs so we may live as a singularity in the void of nothingness forever. Doesn't that sound like fun? Right, the dumbest of the dumb are our leaders. The celebrities are not far behind, are mainly retarded. You know, you must have heard the old cliche about actors, right? Yet, the public worships these things. They're not even people, they're just things. They're playthings. They're little, you can buy one if you want. If you have enough money, you can buy one and play with it. Or two, if you get bored easily, have them fight each other to the death, you know. Or whatever other game you want to do, cook up in Malibu or something. You know, while you're so self-important sitting on the beach, like with all your great ideas of saving the world and beating Elon Musk. No, I mean, I can go on and on and on. What I should be doing is committing a lot of this stuff to paper. Because I'm giving you literary stuff, and you know, this belongs in a literary format, not an informational format. It's supposed to be informational, and then it becomes performance art, which is not supposed to be the way it gets done. But on the other hand, performance art can be illuminating at times. And at least it's a bit funny, so you can, you know, we have to laugh at all this. My big joke last week was, well, this time around, the bodies don't stink. A lot of people thought that was funny. But here we are again with this. Here we go again. What are you going to think in 6 months? I mean, it'll really get to be an emergency. Because why? Because they'll launch terror attacks, right? False flag terror, civil war, global war. Anything to keep the blame off them. Now, you know who's in the club. If you look at the bank accounts that have doubled and tripled and quadrupled since COVID, those are your boys and girls, mainly boys. Those are your people. Go get them. No? I see. You don't have the power. You got no law enforcement. You got no army. You don't even have brave friends. So you're going to sit there while they rape us all with their jabs, which is basically like just fucking us in the ass every time, fucking us in the ass every time, exerting power and control and authority over us, forcing us into obedience through sodomy, through needle injection sodomy. Taking over the genome and the thought processes, overriding our free will, and then you wished you would have died 2 years ago when it started. Because the degradation since then, the slow, being raped to death as your body begins to give out and your mind gives out, as everything gives out because nothing can stand against this onslaught of disease, which is their disease. It comes out of them. And the fact that you can't even take a swing. I said, don't even talk about taking a swing. They'll round you up. Look, I don't advocate taking a swing. I say it should be a Gandhi-like resistance. That would do the trick. Because you don't have the guns. You don't have the nukes. You don't have the F-16s. You don't have the tanks the FBI has and the helicopters. You don't have any of that stuff. They would roll over you in a New York minute. You would be toast, on day one. So no, you can't go after them. If you could, we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place, would we? So it'd be a moot point. We wouldn't even have to talk about it. So what do you do now that you're totally screwed? Number one, I remember us in the 80s. Boy, we really whooped it up. I was concerned with having a bigger screen TV. I really liked having a few things, I had earned from real estate and other things I was doing, and I liked having a house and the things people had, going to a restaurant. But my life was pretty much filled with the television. I mean, I don't think I thought too much. A lot of the books that I was reading or had read, I started falling away, but more into more sensational novels, so I could maybe learn how to write more commercially. And And, you know, and the pain of ennui, the pain of all the trauma that happened before that could never be solved, the need to start over again, but the idea of being too old to do so, really felt the conundrum here, you know. Really wished I never came here, but then now too cowardly to get out. Oh, I know how they're going to deal with people like me in the future. Offer euthanasia. Offer you a quick way out right now. Beautiful slumber. Ah, yes. Choose your vessel of entertainment as you go. Learn to be entertained. Learn to enjoy entertainment. And never think that you have a voice for anything unless someone chooses you. Someone chooses you. Not God. Not proxy. But someone who is in a position of authority in the ranking of the hierarchy chooses you. And then you'll be asked to fulfill the Faustian agreement by being available when the phone call comes. Oh, man. But two 50 cal machine guns in the back of the truck could do some damage. I'm not sure they even knew what they were fighting for in World War II. I think Americans were fighting to liberate Europe. And obviously to liberate the East, you know, were fighting for really, I guess, on the best day of the U.S. was fighting for, you know, for the homeland, but fighting for other people. Fighting really for France in a big way. And of course, you know, the fighting continued through the Cold War. And I was fighting, you know, against communism. And that went, you know, pretty well, although Venezuela fell, Cuba fell. Now America's about to fall to communism. And, you know, really, when you ask people what it is, most kids don't know any better. They don't know what to call it. So, we're kind of stuck here. I feel this big crushing coming down, like this big avalanche. And it's too strong, to, can't push back, and it just crushes us because we just can't do anything. They're just stronger forces, and they do us all in. But being that I have faith in God and the Word, I know I'll be there for the recompense of the wicked. I'll see it. And I will be glad. People say, I don't need to see vengeance. I don't need to see the Punjab. I don't need that. They're just puppets anyway. I don't need it. But God says in His Word, He says, you do need it. You need to look up and see the recompense of the wicked. You need to rejoice because your Father has avenged you on her, the Queen of Babylon. You have been avenged, my brothers and sisters. Be grateful now and give applause to the mighty Lord who has saved you once again. Oh, I don't need that. I'm beyond that. I'm not holding a grudge. You were told by the Most High Authority that somewhere in you, you need it. Who are you to say you don't when you've been told you do by the Most High God?
You do need it. People need justice. There's no sense proving you're such a strong man. You can do without. You can go without. No, you know what? People need certain things, and sometimes they can go without. But basically, they can't go without. If you're talking about basic civilization, there needs to be a justice system. There needs to be a financial system. There needs to be systems in place to take care of people. If you don't want to see any more dying, now would be the time to raise your voices. If you want to see them die more, then go ahead and act like nothing's going on. Do what you're told, and you will see many more millions die, including having no birth rate in the United States whatsoever. Anyway, they're going through with their plan, Agenda 2030, depopulation of the Earth by 2030, so you've got about a few years. They've proven that they mean business. They've proven they can do what they say they're going to do. And they're doing it, and they're mocking God, and they're getting it done. And they say that people who can see are a threat and should be removed from society. You know, in other words, pre-crime, but to remove them before they do anything. They could just be talking about this stuff, but because they have the prescience and the intelligence to see what's going on, therefore they should be punished, which is what January 6th is pretty much all about. That's the worst thing you could do. Punish people for things they didn't do? You don't like the kind of person they are, that they are a thinking, intelligent human being that has sympathy and empathy for other people? But that's somehow against the law? Then the only boss in town would be the thug boss. You know, Al Capone. That would be it. Satan. Period. Gotham City, run by the Joker. Or whoever. I don't know. I gotta stop talking about this stuff. It's just that, you know, I am allowed to say ouch if I'm being squished into the ground over here, dead in about 5 seconds. Am I allowed to say ouch? Yep. Am I allowed to say, ah, that hurts? Because when I look at my neighbors and my brothers and sisters around me, they act like they're not even going to have a whimper when they're dying. Now, most of them say they're going to sit down, lie down, and hope it's over with quick and do whatever they're told. Well, that's about it. Man, I got myself all worked up into a frenzy over this whole thing, and I'm... The technique they use on you is called doublespeak. It comes from George Orwell. It's basically in the book 1984. That's the basis of mass... What is it? Mass psychotic. Mass. a mass hypnotized or mind controlled state over all people. That they've already achieved that. So it's really about breaking the programming at this point. And what's on the other side of this? Well, if we continue to be successful in breaking the programming and we continue to back them off. And I mean, get to the point of adjudication, of civilizational law and order. And we can survive, and we do beat it back. Then I would trust that we would have a robust, fair law enforcement situation. That we would have a robust and fair political situation, including voting and all that. That we would have basic fairness and basic, you know, things in place, Constitution, Bill of Rights. All those things would be revered rather than hated by the enemy that has infiltrated, who is there right now. People ask me, well, what do you think J6 was? Were they? I said, they're just people that were demonstrating because they felt the election was stolen. So they're making their voices heard, and then a few of them, about 5% or so, broke off into the Capitol. Maybe not that many, but then, right, Pelosi was one that would called for the plan. She worked out with FBI. They hired about 1,000 commandos, all armed with a right to kill orders. So anybody that went too far, they could shoot and kill, which means a lot of snipers, right? And, so basically it was another sham, another completely illegal sham, just one after another after another after another. And yes, 20 years ago, I predicted that it would be here if we do nothing about it. If we do nothing, if we stay the same as we were in 2000 or whenever I went on public with the Zephyr Board, 2002, okay, then we don't change anything, it leads to mass death. And I wrote papers about it, about mass death. I'd say the kings of terror are back, and they were, but it was still another 10 years before we'd even, you know, or 20 years before it would get to that point. But it still got there. Next prediction, if no one does anything about what's going on right now, the deaths will continue to escalate. Okay. Oh, here comes the sun. By now, many of you people probably know someone that's died from COVID, right? Don't you? Or people that were very, very sick and almost dead? This is not, this needs to be turned off like a switch, man. And if enough people protest in my plan, which is the Gandhi method, no, pea shooters aren't going to. When they have M16s and you have a pea shooter, forget it. You got to be out there and show you know, that you're humanity. Now, no matter what country you come from, now, no matter what your political ideology, and then you're not going to take it. And I don't know how long this struggle will go. But the people that signed on, the people you see on TV, the people they promote, all signed on to your death warrant. I just would stop worshiping them. I would say, you know what, at that point, all right, Tom Hanks, I don't think you like me very much. I'll see you next time. I gotta get ready for the next one. I'm just exhausted after this today. Jeez.
Welcome to your new life. Are you?